From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California wine grape growers and wine professionals say they've been facing sliding demand for wine over the past 2 years. At a recent 2023 United Wine and Grape Symposium in Sacramento, speakers said the wine sector needs to win over younger consumers and market to a more diverse customer base. Wine sales saw roughly two decades of sustained growth before the recent decline in demand attributed to a broad shift away from alcohol in general. Last year, people over 60 were the only demographic with higher wine consumption. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association released its Today's Beef Consumer Report that shows beef demand continues to remain strong. Despite various challenges faced by the industry, consumers have repeatedly stated they will continue buying beef in both the retail and food service settings. While beef sales at food service dropped sharply in 2020 and 21, sales in 2022 rebounded in both volume and dollars, surpassing the pre-pandemic levels. The Bipartisan Promoting Agriculture Safeguards and Security, or PASS Act, was introduced in both congressional chambers. It will protect U.S. national security by preventing foreign adversaries from taking ownership of agricultural land and businesses in the United States. The bill will also ensure the USDA is fully involved in reviewing any acquisition of American companies by foreign adversaries, specifically China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.